Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson from Friendly Fridley, Minnesota. Hope you guys are having a good afternoon on the VI Talk channel. In response to Braille, yeah, it seems to be the least of suggestions that public schools and other entities suggest for young people to get their data and information from, since you have easy access to audio, digital audio. It seems like the cheapest, like in the United States, for public schools to offer them in electronic format. Not to say that a refreshable Braille device would provide that information or access, but you know, with the price of them between, you know, $1,000 to upwards to $3,000, depending on the size and the make and all that. In Minneapolis, we have State Services for the Blind that provide Braille to qualified, you know, people who are registered blind or legally blind or part of the state services system. And you can have a magazine or any cookbook or something brailled, and they will get it brailled for you in you know, a reasonable amount of time. There's also the public school system has a brailler, I should say, a giant brailler that will provide Braille for students. And someone earlier said it's kind of clunky or cumbersome and not so easily, retrieved, should I say. You have to send away for it. It takes time to get to you. It takes up a lot of space and everything. But where would I be without it? Let's see. I labeled my stereo system that's still running great. And that's out in my shop. And that tells me exactly which buttons I do that I use for accessing it. There's other labels, like my filing system that I use it. I use that all the time. And I do pick up the Braille once in a while and start reading just to, you know, keep it there, I guess. I don't use it enough to keep my speed up. But it comes back pretty quick, in a sense, because I did use it quite regularly back in the day when we didn't have, you know, we had cassettes and everything like that. But Braille was an entertaining way for me to access information, in a sense that it was neat, there was a code, it was interesting, and like I said, I've told other people that if you want to learn Braille fast and you have a girlfriend, have her write her a letter, she'll write you one back, and you'll learn Braille real quick. But yeah, I think if we speak up to the entities that make decisions on what kind of formats are available to people, the easiest one would be electronic format, but Braille is something that should be highly suggested to young people and young parents, parents of young children, as a great skill to have, because, you know, statistics here in the United States say that people who are job seeking or in the workplace that know Braille have a higher rate of success on attaining a job, sustaining a job, or even, you know, having one, basically. It might be a correlation, might be a statistic, but, you know, it holds its weight, I think. And I do believe that someone that reads Braille fluently also has the ability to listen to electronic. So it's not like you're taking one without the other. So I like it. And I think just like Steve Wickett said, a about JAWS being a provider of accessible devices and software to the blind, and not even providing it in Braille. That is like the audacity to try such a thing and to actually do it. It's a cost-cutting saving to put a Braille label on there. What do? They put a sticker on there, I think it is. It's a Braille sticker on the JAWS cardboard containers, or even on their plastic ones sometimes. But yeah, it'd be nice to have a label. It'd be nice to have the disc labeled. I mean, that's a no-brainer, because how many times you get those free discs and, oh, say you just take one out and put it back in the wrong spot. I don't know. But yeah, you gotta label it yourself. I got a labeler. You can, actually it's a slate. You put the tape in the slate, and then you can label stuff, and then you pull it out and cut it. The thing I don't like about that tape that you do for labeling is, oh, starting to peel the backing off, man, that is not accessible. Especially right if you clip your nails or something, or right after my manicure. But yeah, anyways, you all have a good day. Bye-bye.